This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I think it matters of basketball, ring talk, all of that. That's a conversation in and of itself, and we can pick it up after we talk to John Smoltz. By the way, you're listening to 95.7 The Game, KGMZ FM and HD1 San Francisco and Odyssey Sports Station, and the home of the Golden State Warriors and Valkyries, always live on the free Odyssey app, coming to you live from the Laughing Monk Studios. And John Smoltz, the Hall of Famer, Fox Sports broadcaster, joins us now on the River Islands guest line. Joe Spadoni alongside Joe Shasky. John, good morning. We'll just bring you into this conversation right now before we get to the Giants in this baseball season. You know, Scottie Scheffler won the Open yesterday, his fourth major. And of course, what we do in golf, like any other sport, we're going to compare him to the greatest of his sport, right? So people are doing the Tiger Woods comparison. You know, he's 29. Can he get to Tiger? And of course, Scottie, he's so gracious. Like, he poo-poos that immediately. But I just want to ask for you, in your lifetime, and you're a Hall of Famer, who is the greatest player in the history of baseball to one John Smoltz?
Well, it's we got some time still to put Ohtani in that category, but I believe he's going to be in that category before it's all said and done. It's hard to get Hank Aaron out of my mind, being biased, just what he did and how he did it with all that was going on in baseball at that time and in the world. There's so many great discussions when it comes to that kind of player, but I just, Willie Mays and I just think that before it's all said and done, believe it or not, I think Shohei Ohtani will be the greatest player to ever play baseball based on what he's done and what he's doing in the face of a totally different game. Don't get me wrong, a totally different game. But the game is what it is, and he's mastering two things that most people dream to just master one. And I mean, when you bring up that question, it's hard for me not talk about next 5 years, Shohei Ohtani.
John, I'm a big fan, always have been, of yours. To go 150 wins, 150 saves, it's rarefied air. And so I really appreciate you on these broadcasts and just your, reverence for the game as a whole and like the current landscape. A great player in his own right, Justin Verlander. I mean, you want to talk about one of the legends of the game. I mean, he's 0-8 right now with a 4.99 ERA. It has not looked good. What do you do with Justin Verlander right now if Buster Posey came to you and said, John, what should I do here?
You know, that's another great question, because you got to believe that Justin, I've called him the ultimate 10-speed bike. What I mean is he's always pitched in gears. He should be what everybody looks at for the future of baseball. Nobody's doing that, right? So he had 98, 99 when he wanted it. He opened up at 94 in his prime. He could go nine innings. He channeled those gears. And we all strip gears when we get older. And he's probably down to a few gears. And I think I thought that was the perfect place for him. I really did. I know he's coming back from, you know, a couple of injuries. I feel like I was in that boat with Boston and St. Louis, and it's tough, man, when you're used to doing things certain ways and adapting, and it doesn't go right. You would think, and I'm speaking for myself, I pressed so hard and was so much of a wreck in Boston that I couldn't believe that I had 21 years prior to that. Like, it was an out-of-body experience. I did not have a great shoulder. I was coming back from shoulder surgery. I thought I could do X, and it just didn't work out. It worked out much better in St. Louis. But I think that a few more starts, I know it sounds crazy, but I think Justin, depending on his health, and I know he's had some tough luck, this is shocking, right? I mean, this is not what everybody thought was going to happen. I haven't seen him pitch, so I can't speak to exactly what's going on, but I just know what's underneath the hood, and I know that he's going to do everything he can to turn it around and make that push if it's possible.
You kind of reference yourself searching in Boston, I guess, mentally. I'm looking at him in the dugout, and I'm just watching on the television, right? And he's standing there holding his glove, and he just had this look of frustration, maybe sadness. I don't know, being befuddled. Like, what is he going through right now? Like, you were there at one point in your career. What is he going through right now as someone who has all the pelts on the wall and is just at a crossroads mentally and physically and maybe at his career?
Yeah, what he's going through has never happened to him ever. I mean, this is a shock. I mean, this is something, you get into a game, you get into a big game, and you're like, man, I just need to get it out. And then sometimes you just don't get that out. And right now, I'm sure pressing for a win is beyond obvious, and you start doing things outside of what you're normally used to. And, you know, for me personally, I'll be honest, I got into my first game with Boston. Now, although be it coming back from major shoulder surgery, I wanted to impress them. They were giving me a chance to pitch and end my career. And I didn't know where to put my feet, and the bases loaded. And I didn't know, I thought I was going to balk. I put all my weight on the wrong leg. I was a wreck, and Veritek came out to the mound and says, are you okay? I said, no, I'm not. I literally can't feel my legs. I don't know what's going on. And sometimes it just takes a reset, and I don't know what that would be for Justin, but, you know, it takes that not going out trying to get that first win, just going out to execute pitches. I had to learn the hard way. I got released by Boston. I did some things and listened to some people I should have never listened to. And when I got to St. Louis, I was freed up. I pitched great, and I ended my career the way I wanted to. I know Justin wants to get 300 wins badly, and he's a first ballot Hall of Famer. It just, this is one of those things you just feel like you're in a dream that's never, it's a nightmare. And you just need something to shake your way. And I wouldn't be surprised if he got that on a roll. I wouldn't be surprised if he got on a roll, if he could click whatever's going on right now. If he clicks, then you got the pitcher that you always hoped you were going to get from the beginning of the season.
Talking with John Smoltz here on the Morning Roast, former Braves pitcher, Hall of Famer, calls games on Fox Sports alongside Joe Davis, does a great job. And John, how hard is it, you know, that transition, right? Because I don't know if Justin Verlander or if the Giants, Bob Melvin, if they're going to, you know, try him out in the bullpen or not. But how hard is it going from a starter and going to a bullpen role and having it not feel like a demotion? Because that's immediately what you think, right? I'm getting demoted, but it's a whole different skill set, right? In its own right. The mental aspect of being a bullpen pitcher than being a starter is completely different. But how hard is it for a player of Justin Verlander, if he does go to the bullpen, not to feel like I'm getting demoted?
Well, it's really hard beyond the emotions of it. It's super hard. People have who are running this game don't understand and are so unfair to young pitchers doing that to them all the time. They just think, what's the difference? It's like Strat-O-Matic baseball. This guy can do that. That guy can do that. They have no idea the emotions, and they have no idea about how hard something is when you've never done it. And I honestly was an unfair example for a lot of young players, the Jabba Chamberlains, the guys that got bounced back and forth because of my example, which is an unfair example. I had 14 years of starting. Then I did it on my own and went back to starting. This, from a veteran standpoint, it's a little easier than it is from a young player who doesn't have his identity, doesn't know what to do. You could rev it up a little bit more, maybe too much in the bullpen. It's not as easy as people think. And for Justin Verlander at this career, at this point in his career, I would think would be almost very difficult to do, not impossible, but he has the experience and knows how to pitch. Justin knows how to pitch. What he's trying to learn is his new tool set, whatever that is in this year, whether it's his fastball that doesn't have a little extra carry or his curveball doesn't have a little extra break, pitching in San Francisco versus where he's been. You know, the one thing about pitching is it's not the same everywhere you go. You know, certain players, certain mounds, certain venues, all the things that hitters will tell you, I didn't like this backdrop, I didn't like that stadium. There's all these factors that nobody puts in an analytical, like, this is the answer, that they miss out sometimes on players and places and why they don't work out.
That's so well said. I try to explain, like, playing in fog on a Tuesday night at AT&T, because I grew up here in the city, it's totally different than playing in the valley, 95-degree heat. Just the ball feels different when you grab it, the stitchings and everything about it, you know. So, well said. We got the legend, the Hall of Famer, John Smoltz with us, former Braves pitcher, does a lot of games for Fox Sports, did the All-Star game. What'd you make of the Devers deal? Buster Posey, big move, obviously signed Adames in the offseason, re-signed Matt Chapman to a big deal. He takes over the organization, Buster does, and swings a huge deal for Rafi Devers. What was your feel for that entire trade?
Well, once I got over the shock of it, I think it's going to be great long-term for San Francisco. There's a lot of things that went wrong for Boston and Devers. It got ugly. It was a bad relationship that wasn't going to be salvageable, so they pulled off a monster trade. They shocked their own fan base, and I think San Francisco has been trying for years to get that big player, and they got him in a different way. This year's going to be it's going to be interesting to see how he finishes up, because there's so much, again, emotionally that went into this from Devers' end. And, you know, he had a lot of things that he contributed that are wrong, and he had a lot of things that he felt he was wronged by, and he could be accurate on both statements. But I think what Buster Posey is trying to do in San Francisco, if I could give him a big standing ovation, I would do it, because he's trying to balance all the things that the game is now, what it was then, and bring both together and try to have that balance. And I think in the long run, San Francisco is going to be way better. We all know that that 1 year place and plug, every decision seemed to be right. They had that unbelievable year, and then you start thinking that's the matrix and that's the success. It's impossible to have success like that every year. You've got to have stars. You've got to have players that play every day. You can't always have platoon. You can't mix and match. You can't make every right decision. I've said this for years, and I think people would think it's crazy coming out of my mouth. Take a casual fan from the stands and let him manage a game and try to lose. Just try to lose. Try to make every wrong decision, and you know what's going to happen over time? You're going to win some of those games. It just is not that easy to think that you have all the information, you can make all the moves, and you can be ahead of the game. The team from the last place to the greatest record in baseball has about a 3% advantage analytically over the last place team. So what does that tell you? It tells you players and execution win. Bottom line, you can have all the smartest people in the world. You can have all the greatest technology, but players have to execute, even if they're put in the best situation to be successful. And I think that's what Buster's bringing back. And I think San Francisco is not going to go away anytime soon. I think they're going to be right in the mix, even with the Dodgers and all that they spend and the payroll they have.
Hall of Famer John Smoltz here on the River Islands guest line, Spadoni and Chasky. It's the Morning Roast. And John, we appreciate your time this morning. One more for you before you head on out here, though, because we made some headways here on the Morning Roast. Joe Chasky, my partner, did, asking Larry Bear, the Giants CEO, about, hey, when's the Barry Bonds statue coming to the Bay, right? When are we finally going to get it? And hopefully it's going to be in the works sooner rather than later. That's what was discussed. But I wanted to ask you, you're a Hall of Famer, right? We were talking about the GOAT conversation. For a lot of people my age, Chasky's age, the greatest player that they've ever seen, right? Because we didn't watch Willie Mays play. They'll say Barry Bonds. What do you make of Barry? And should he be in the Hall of Fame, John?
Well, I think the biggest thing that, you know, I say all the time, and I have no evidence of anything, right? I've never been around anybody who said they've taken this or done this, and you can follow the trail of rumors, and you can follow the trail of evidence. But I said this, and I'll always say this, Barry Bonds was one of the greatest players I've ever played against for the longest time, right? I faced him in the early 90s. I faced him in Pittsburgh. I've given up 9 home runs to him. There was never really a time. You know, when you're in the game, you don't look and say, hey, I wonder if that guy's bat's corked, or hey, I wonder if that guy's doing something. You're trying to survive the game. When you look back and you're done and you see the evolution of it, maybe that's when you go, oh, okay, things changed, body composition changed. But I'm telling you that what Barry Bonds did early in his career, he could do anything he wanted. He could steal 50 if he wanted, hit home 50 home runs, hit for average. This dude changed the landscape of a lineup, changed the landscape of the game, and then people around him started becoming, they started getting more attention, they started getting more national, and I think that's when things changed. You can say there's not a lot of evidence for this or that. When it comes to the Hall of Fame, the thing that I've always said is that when people play on that diamond and they do authentically what you need to do to play and earn those numbers, then those voters, which we don't get a vote, those voters have a job to.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's Radio 15 for 15% off today.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
To try to figure out who and what is deserving of the Hall of Fame. And when people answer questions or don't answer questions, then you're put in a very tough decision to make that as a reporter, make that decision or be that judge and juror. I've always been consistent. I've said from the day one that right is right, and when does right become less right? And if things are tainted, then no, they should not be allowed. And the problem with that statement that I make is I think you all and everyone can guess that there are probably some people in the Hall of Fame that did have some tainted stuff. And that, for me, is a shame. But the process is the process. I know for me, when I put my head down the pillow every single night, that I know I played with character. I played with the utmost integrity of the game. And I do not physically have any evidence about anybody doing something, so it's hard for me to speak 100% on that issue. It's an issue that I thought, by the way, we would not be talking about in the last 15 years, and all we've seen is evidence of people still being tempted and using things they shouldn't be using and getting suspended. I can't wait for the day that we never see a player get suspended again, and I hope that happens.
Yeah. John, you said something earlier in the interview, and just on the way out the door, I do a lot of coaching here in the area. There's a lot of young kids. They just want to throw the ball through a bat, and I'm like, you just pitch the contact, and I see the misses at the big league level. It feels like they're bigger than ever. Guys are missing in the dirt all over the place, and just pitching in general, if you were to talk to a bunch of kids today, because you referenced it with the Verlander conversation, what would be some of your advice to a bunch of 10, 11, 12, 13-year-olds, high schoolers right now, in just the philosophy of pitching for a young kid?
Well, my advice would not be listened to. And the reason it won't be listened to is the reward system at the big league level has jacked this thing up. They know it's a problem. They're not doing anything about it. We have, and I have for 10 years, said that injuries are coming and they're irreversible and nobody cares. So until the reverse system comes and you start rewarding players for being healthy, then my advice has always been consistent. Year-round baseball, never do it. Throwing as hard as you can, you should never do it. If you have a gift of an arm and you get into high school, trying to throw 95 is the wrong time to do that. People just are trying to manufacture these Adonises that stand on the mound and don't know where it's going, but are going to get rewarded, get signed, and get a contract. Baseball is trying to blame youth baseball. It's an upside-down triangle. It is not accurate. It's baseball's job to change the reward system. Analytically, they've fallen in love and are addicted to velocity and spin. And if you're addicted to it, you want more of it, not less. And if you don't know what to do with those people that are going to break down, you get more people to fill the gap. I'm saddened by the greatness and the unbelievable arms we have in the game, and no one has escaped Tommy John. We are acting as if it's a Band-Aid and it's no big thing. So the advice that I've been saying for 10 years, people look at me like, John, you're crazy. You don't understand. This is how you get drafted. And I can't argue with that. So until baseball starts looking at reversing the trend and having a competitive advantage to keeping the pitchers healthy, and instead of a 1.7 ERA, have a 3.5 ERA, nothing wrong with that, but keeping them healthy will have a long-term benefit to the game. So youth kids, I tell parents all the time, and again, they don't, I spent almost 5 minutes in my speech talking about it at the Hall of Fame because I'm passionate about seeing kids stay healthy. Arms are breaking, elbows are breaking, Tommy Johns are happening, and they just keep doing the same thing over and over again, expecting different results. It is insane how this industry has now looked at it and gone, oh, well, there's nothing we can do about it. Next man up. So if I'm a father of a 13-year-old that has a gift and can throw already 85 miles an hour, I am not letting him pitch throughout the summer at will. It's a gift. Rap, you don't have to. You're never going to forget. But the more they throw and the more intensity and more competitive throw that young man, the higher risk of injury. And so that's my answer that nobody ever listens to. And I just sit back and have to watch the next guy and the headlines go, Tommy John, Tommy John, Tommy John. And I hope it changes, but I don't see it. I don't see it changing anytime soon.
Wow. Great stuff, John. We can feel the passion in your voice right there when it comes to this subject matter. And it's true. Like it's too many injuries I'm seeing. Like I feel like Jacob DeGrom is like the poster child for this, where I kept saying, and more like he won Cy Youngs, but even still, I was left wanting more because the amount of injuries some of these guys keep having when it comes to the velo and stuff like that. But John, really good stuff this morning. We greatly appreciate the time. We'll do it again soon, man.
All right, I'm going to leave you with this real quick. 13-year-old top five baseball players in your county. No one will ever do this, but take the top five 13-year-olds and pay the families for 2 years to not play that sport. And when they're 15, they're still going to be the top five.
There you go. We're going to do that with you, Joe. How about that? I'll work with baby LJ.
I mean, look, John, you're preaching to the choir here, so I appreciate you saying that. It's insane. I'm a big fan of John Smoltz.
He was the best.
That was great.
That was really good stuff. Former Braves pitcher, Hall of Famer, calls games for Fox Sports, John Smoltz. And if you missed any of that,
he
came
just hang
late.
Up in the middle of his...
No.
I'll leave you with this. Click.
See ya. Deuces, I'll leave with this. I'm gone. And like that, he's gone.
That's where I miss the old rotary phone slam down. You know, I want to hear you slam it down like
we still get it occasionally when we accidentally cut people off and he just goes to the dial tone, turn, right? So, no, that was really good stuff. Hey, he can be a politician with that non-answer answer on Barry Bonds, by the way, where he kept tiptoeing around it. Just say it, John. Just say it. And he did. He's like, I don't think anyone that was associated with that stuff should be in the Hall of Fame. And he says, he's like, and I feel like it's a contradiction because there's guys in there right now that have done it. Like, I have no problem if that's how you feel about it. If that's how you feel, that's how you feel. But the fact that there are guys in there now, though, I would tell John, like, that opens the floodgates for me, as far as I'm concerned.
Look. He's not going to say it.
These guys.
Yeah. He's not going to say it, but I'll say it. I mean, he's working with a guy, and I'll try to re-guess,
yes,
who's the poster child for the longest suspension in baseball history related, yeah, to steroids.
Yeah, who's not in the Hall of Fame.
No.
Yeah.
But he's sitting next to a guy who was on the Mitchell Report, and that's
correct.
Big Poppy. So
correct.
There's a lot of contradictions, and I get where he would feel why he feels the way he does. So the bigger one for me is, like, what do you do with Verlander? Because I think that's where we were going with this. I mean, he's an all-time great.
Yeah.
And he made this transition in the middle of his career to the bullpen. And I think a lot of people are like, oh, just put him in the bullpen. I don't know. I don't know if that's the right answer. He's not fooling anyone. First time through the lineup, second time through the lineup, third time through the lineup. Verlander's just getting touched up right now. And we can talk about run support, which is real. He has not gotten run support. But that also allows him to skate on how well he's pitched, which has been subpar. Is he the worst pitcher on the entire team? No. You can make an argument for other guys, and I'm not even going to throw their names out because I don't need to do that to them. But I don't know what you do with an all-time legend who came here on a one-year deal, who you have tremendous respect for, and you don't just want to put him out to pasture, but you also don't want to trot him out there time and time again, and it's a loss.
Right.
Everybody kept saying last week, oh, well, of course you want to get Verlander to start the second half, and I was like, why? And then, well, you get two looks at him before the trade deadline. Yeah, those two looks before the trade deadline might sink you.
Yeah. I'm looking at him right now, and John mentioned this, that like
he's talked, got a 5 ERA.
He's talked to Justin. He hasn't been good. Let's just call it what it is. He's not been a good pitcher this year. You thought maybe he could be your three. That's what you signed him up for. That's what you paid all that money for.
I was way wrong on him. I wanted to bring him in. I was happy. I was excited. I did think he could be your three.
I liked it as a signing. And you know what? Still, for like a one-year deal, like, why not? Like, there's no salary cap in baseball right now. Like, I'm not worried about it, by the way. That's another conversation we're going to have when it comes to the salary cap, when it comes to baseball revenue and all that, because Rob Manfred talking about it over the weekend again. But just in his career, right? You're going with wins and losses, and he wants to be a guy that gets to 300. Well, he's at 262 right now. I don't see that happening. I have a very hard time seeing that happen. And you've mentioned it all season, especially in these last couple weeks. You just watch his body language in the dugout and just look at him. Did he get ejected yesterday, by the way? He got rung out, right? He was talking some smack to the umpire, talking about balls and strikes. He was frustrated. Even on days he's not pitching, he's getting frustrated, Joe.
He stood there in the dugout on Friday, just holding his glove, looking out onto the field. And it crossed my mind that, is this guy going to retire after the game?
It sounds
insane, but like Mike Schmidt did that against the Giants, the famous Philly, one of the greatest third basemen of all time. Mike Schmidt just retired right after a game against the Giants at Candlestick, too.
Who's my guy that did it for the Vontae Davis?
Well, he ended up having some serious.
Well, no, I'm saying like, that happens. Yes, there was. No, some I'm not laughing like some, about it. I'm not laughing about it.
I think
it.
He ended up also.
Yes, he is dead. He is dead. Yeah, like there are some serious things there. But
he
I'm
had
saying
some
like
mental stuff.
But people do this.
No
like,
doubt.
It's not, I'm saying in sports, like people retire during games. I'm not saying like Justin Verlander's gonna do that. But he's looking like a guy who's on his last legs. And John Smoltz, Hall of Famer, who knows a thing or two about that. He's kind of seeing the same thing when it comes to Justin Verlander.
The first couple innings, he just got tagged.
He did.
He can't put guys away, and so. You know, what do you do with Justin Verlander?
That's a great question. 888-957-9570. What do you do with Justin Verlander, Giants fans? 888-957-9570. Plus, I want to get into something else John Smoltz said in regard to the GOAT conversation. I didn't bring up his name. I brought him up in the past. But Shohei Ohtani, is he closing the gap in the GOAT conversation? That's what's coming up. Brought to you by Cache Creek Casino Resort. Laughing Monk, Righteously Brewed in San Francisco. So we had John Smoltz on. We'll also have Dave Fleming on 8:30, again, courtesy of River Islands, as all guests on 95.7 The Game appear on the River Islands guest line. Isn't it time for you to discover the islands, River Islands in Lathrop? Called the game for NBC Sports Bay Area and also Roku yesterday. He's our 95.7 The Game Giants insider, Dave Fleming, who warned us last week, Joe, hey, the last thing this team can have is a bad start. Post All-Star break. And what do? They get swept in Toronto.
I just don't know why. I don't know why they thought starting Verlander, like game one,
that was
the move.
That was weird. I agree. I don't get that either.
Like, everyone's like, well, it makes total sense. You know, he skipped the start. Like, he skipped the start for a reason.
Right.
Like, they skipped his start because he has not looked good.
Hell, I would have liked, and like Landon Roop if you wanted to do that or someone else.
Exactly.
Right? And then you still get all those other guys in succession. Yeah, I don't. Birdsong or Verlander would not have been the move for me right there.
Me neither. Now, maybe there's, like, again, maybe they know a little more about these guys' arms. Like, hey, Roop needed two or three extra days. Just give him a little push. Like, okay, then I'll buy that. I would love to, like, know more about why Verlander was chosen to start game one of the second half. That being said, you watch him. He's just not fooling anybody. He can't put anyone away. How many times has he gotten two strikes? And then next thing you know, it's 3-2 or it's 2-2, and
just can't put him away.
Yeah, he just throws it over the fat part of the plate, and I keep coming back to like, what do you do with him? Do you give him one more start, two more starts? I just put it out on the internet, like, hey, what do you do with him? There were over 300 responses, and the amount of people that said just DFA him was kind of like blowing me away. I don't think you can do that to him.
Well, that. If you do that, that's what he's telling you to do. Just cut me if you guys aren't going to use me. I think that's what it would turn into, because from what I heard from John Smoltz, the guy that made that transition from starter to reliever, but that was at when he even said it, like in his late 20s, early 30s, right? Justin Verlander, he's 42 years old. Like, he's not going to all of a sudden be a bullpen guy.
No.
He's just not.
No.
Like, it's part of the conversation.
And where does he fit into the bullpen?
Yes.
He takes over Bivens' role?
And how would I feel about that, right? And he's a legend, but Justin Verlander's not. He's not going to be a bullpen guy going forward. He's not. He's not going to want to do that at this stage of his career, because I think he'd rather retire than do that. And more power to him. But on this team, like, I guess my other question would be, what would be, you know, the replacement for Justin Verlander at this point for you, Joe, going forward?
Do
they have that? Yeah.
I don't think they do.
Yeah.
People keep saying, like, Carson Wisenhunt, who's one of their left-handed young guys, prospects, if you will, in AAA. His, like, numbers don't look great either. I know it's a hitting league, the particular league that they're in the AAA, but he's not, like, you know, knocking on the door and blowing guys away right now, so I don't know what you do. That's why I keep coming back to, And look, I'm going to throw this out there to our new audience at 7:30, and you guys tell me what you think. Do you really want a guy like Mitch Keller, who right now, 119 innings, fourth most in the NL, all right?
Yeah.
He has a 3.48 ERA, but he's under two over his last five starts. This guy has $55 million left on his deal from 2026 to 2028, so you're taking on a lot of money.
Mitch Keller, huh? Look at the Pirates spending.
If you want to be able to get a Mitch Keller, what is it going to cost you? It's probably going to cost you a prospect or two, plus a big league player under team control. Would Giants fans be willing to move if the Pirates said, hey, we'll take him, we'll give him, but we want to take Elliot Ramos. Mm. Would Giants fans be willing to give up an everyday player who's under team control for three more years, making very little money, in Elliot Ramos? Like, that's what it would cost to get you a starter.
See, this is what I'm going to say to that.
Am I wrong?
No, you're not. And I actually would do that.
Me too.
Because I think at this point, you double down on what you know that you're good at. I know this was kind of like an outlier when it comes to Webb and Ray, but they've been pretty freaking good and one of the best tandems in baseball. One and two pitchers. Like, you triple down on that. Like, let's go all in on pitching.
Yes.
Because we know we're going to be good at that if we add Mitch Keller. And then I have three guys, plus Roop, who's been pretty freaking good for most of this season. And again, I think we're all still waiting for the sky to fall on Roop. But he keeps proving us wrong. That bounce back performance he had last week against the Dodgers was eye-opening for me. I thought that was pretty freaking incredible because he just got shelled against him prior. But you go in on Keller, so you got Webb, Ray, Keller, Roop. Yeah, I'm going to be in most of my games. And then Birdsong, whatever,
yeah.
My fifth starter, Verlander, I don't know. But I have Mitch Keller, yeah, and I get rid of Ramos. Let's keep it a buck. Ramos has kind of faded the last month or so. And is Elliot Ramos really going to be the difference maker for this offense going forward?
I think
is he going to be that guy? I don't know.
I think at one time he was untouchable for me, but I don't. And that was last year, right? And into this year. But right now, like, don't you have to give to get?
Yes.
Okay. And so you're going to have to give up something you like. And no one's saying I don't like Ramos. I do like Ramos.
No one's taking Jung Hoo Lee, if that's what people are going to say. Like, and I love when fans do this. Like, oh, just give him Jung Hoo Lee. I was like, yeah, we all see what Jung Hoo Lee is, too. The rest of the world does, too. The Pittsburgh Pirates, I know they're inept and they don't spend a lot. They see it, too. This is an unproven player at this point making a lot of money.
Yes.
So I'm not taking a risk on that.
No.
Ramos is an all-star. I've seen more good than bad from Elliot Ramos, so I take a chance on him. Plus, he's 25. And that's another part of this, though, Joe, in the conversation. If people are saying, whoa, 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 Ramos, like our everyday left fielder, which it's an adventure out there, but again, our homegrown guy that's been an all-star when we've been struggling to find homegrown all-stars in an everyday lineup, that's a little concerning. Why would I move off a guy like that? So I hear both arguments. But I'm with you. I double down on the pitching right now than the offense going forward.
And so I'm going to give you a trade that the Giants executed years ago that I don't know how people feel about it today, mm-hmm. but I will stand pat on it over the course of time. I thought it was the right trade at the right time. They had a guy, Matt Duffy, who was playing third base for them, who everybody liked. I don't know if you remember. He had this big fat cat.
Skeeter, right?
Yeah. Oh, my God. It was so annoying. And it was love like a viral cat. Moment in time.
Yep.
The Giants were good at what at that time? Developing infielders.
Yeah. Okay. Panic him, right? Yeah.
What did they need desperately? A left-handed starter.
Yeah.
Right? And they went and they traded Matt Duffy, who was 25 years old, I believe runner-up for Rookie of the Year, I think the year prior.
Thumbs up from Sam.
Yeah.
He finished second behind Chris Bryant, but Chris Bryant was a unanimous vote.
Wow. Well, there you go.
Well, he was pretty. Yeah. Giants legend.
They ended up trading for just a couple of years of this guy on the team, and he had a great start in the playoffs. Everybody remembers that. He went 6-5 down the stretch for the Giants, and then the next year, the team was awful. He went 6-15. I still do that deal.
Right.
We probably got the best couple of years out of Matt Duffy. He was solid and ended up staying in the bigs for quite some time, but you have to give to get. And right now, let's look at what the Giants have a lot of, okay? Now, I don't think these guys are great, but they got a lot of outfielders. They got Yaz, Jung Hoo Lee, and you referenced Jung Hoo Lee's making $88 million, I think, after this year.
Yep.
That's what he's got left on the deal. Probably not going to trade him to a team like the Pirates. They're not taking on $88 million. No. They're just not.
No.
Ramos makes very little. In this equation, Do they want Ramos or Luciano? You tell me. The Pirates are probably going to want Ramos.
Correct. I want the all-star.
I want the guy who's played at the bigs and is a solid player.
And let's keep it a buck. They're going to ask for the big boys first, because all these teams do. Same with the Red Sox and Brazil.
Exactly.
They're going to ask for Eldridge. They're going to ask for Wisenhunt. They're going to ask for all these guys. And this is when you pivot.
Yes. Exactly. Now, again, I like Ramos. I like him. But let's look at what he brings to the table on this team. He is one of your best everyday hitters. I grant you that. He also strikes out a ton and plays very poor defense. What do we know about the way the Giants want to play baseball?
They want to play clean defense and keep it close with great pitching staff.
And
yes,
what's
and timely hitting.
And like when you look at the three or four guys that they're locked into on big deals, Adamas, Chapman, and Devers, what do they all do a lot of actually?
Strikeout. Yeah.
Okay. So if I do go with
Ramos.
I thought
you were going defensively there. I was like, that's all over the map.
I meant offensively.
Yes,
my bad.
You're good.
But like, they all strike out. Do I need another guy who's a high strikeout guy? Not really. Like,
no, I want contact.
Or tremendous power if you're going to be
the
able
slugging,
to strike
yes,
out a lot.
Correct.
And I don't think he has tremendous power. He's got good power. He's a good player. Like I'm telling you, he's a good player.
Yeah.
But I think defensively, he's an adventure. And I would look to try to sell high. And I think right now is a time to sell high on him. Not that I don't like him. Not that I couldn't foresee them keeping him and him continuing to get better and all that. But if you want to get a guy under team control and you want to be able to swing and get one of these starters, I think it's going to cost you an Elliot Ramos. And you better be prepared to make the move.
888-957-9570. Would you be willing to part with one Elliot Ramos, Giants fans, if it meant getting a Mitch Keller or a Joe Ryan or adding to the pitching staff, right? 888-957-9570. It's not like for like. You know, this, we were talking about the Bay Area sports topic bracket, which was still going on, by the way. We'll reveal some more a little bit later on in the show. But it's not like for like Yoenis Cespedes for John Lester. That was like, wow, Cespedes was a true cleanup type of hitter. I don't know what Ramos is. I don't, because he was an all-star on a team that didn't go to the playoffs last year, and he was a non-all-star this year. He started off really hot, but like ideally, where would you put him in this lineup? He was batting, what, second yesterday behind Jung-Hoo Lee?
He's batted leadoff. He's batted third. He's batted second. He's batted sixth.
I don't know where he stacks up. Like, if he was on, like, a Dodgers squad, what is he? I mean, maybe the Dodgers, unfair comparison.
That might be their eighth hitter.
Right, but exactly. Like, that's what I'm saying. But on the Pirates, he might be, like their best hitter. He might be.
So, like,
Reynolds, obviously, under Cruz, but only under Cruz. That guy, I don't know.
Well, look, in a deal like this, that might be like Ramos for O'Neill Cruz with other things,
right,
and Mitch Keller involved. Like, that's the kind of deal that if I'm the Giants, I'm looking to make. Like, a big, I think you need to get a starter and you need to get another impact bat, and you clearly need a leadoff hitter, which you don't have.
Yeah.
So I think there's two trades at minimum that the Giants need to make for this year and into the future. And why do I like Mitch Keller? He's under team control, and he's a guy like Logan Webb who pitches a lot of innings. And that's what you need right now on this team to alleviate the pressure on the bullpen right now. The bullpen is under tremendous pressure. They just are.
Kirk is in Los Altos, wants to join in the Verlander conversation. What do you do with Justin Verlander? 888-957-9570. Same number to call or text the Boxer and Gerson Work Injury Attorneys text line. Kirk, Los Altos.
What's up, buddy?
What are we doing with Justin Verlander?
Hi, thanks for taking the call. No, I've been a lifelong Giants fan, watched the team over the years, going all the way back to the 62 World Series where I went with my dad. But this Giants today, the team from an offensive standpoint is terribly pathetic. And I think the Verlander experiment was just a naive, honest mistake nonetheless. But he does have a career, and I think to look back on, and he does deserve some chances. So I don't think myself, especially looking at the last three games, that this team is going to make any playoffs this year. So I would, for me, if I was in charge, I'd just basically give Verlander to...
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself. Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can like express yourself
in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
Some nice contending team that wanted something like that, but who had a lot of prospects. And I would just basically fold the tent on this year's season. They're not going to, in my opinion, make the playoffs, but like to continue to start to build. Their pitchers are okay. They're pretty good, but they're not phenomenal by any means. Their ERAs are. So, as I said, I would just give Verlander a chance to win a few more games with a team that contends and take a lot of prospects and keep building.
The problem is that Verlander is not getting you any prospects.
He's not getting you anything.
I mean, he's a DFA candidate.
Correct. He has a 5 ERA right now, and he's 42 years old. Like, that's what teams are going to look at. Like, that's great. Whatever you did in the past was amazing, Justin, and he could be a vibes guy maybe for a team that, like, just picks him up just to pick him up for a playoff push. But that's basically what you're getting if you're another team, a vibes guy. And I'm not giving up anything for a vibes guy. I'm not.
The guy that would get you prospects is Robbie Ray. I don't want to do that deal right now. I've been the guy that's been pounding the table on Rodon and Blake Snell, so I probably sound contradictory to myself.
Well, no, you brought it up, which was interesting. And I'm not saying you would do this, but you just had the conversation. We were talking about it last week. Like, if the Giants kind of faceplant here right after the break, which... right now they've faceplanted. They've tripped up right now. It's not a total faceplant, but they just got swept in Toronto. Do you entertain it if, like, they continue a fat losing streak and then you're all of a sudden either at 500 or under 500? Do you go replenish the farm system that we've all acknowledged it's pretty bare right now? It's 28th in baseball, according to some.
If we're taking a step back, they're at their lowest point right now. They lost 5 in a row.
Feels like the lowest point.
Right? Yeah. It does, right? Yeah. They've lost 5 in a row, and they're reeling, and there's just no other way around it. And it doesn't get easier as the schedule approaches. Everyone's, the Braves suck. Yeah, watch the Braves. Watch that Braves lineup tonight, and you tell me if they suck.
So do the White Sox. So do the Marlins, right? And then you lost to those.
Exactly.
Those
the Dodgers have sucked for a month.
Right.
And they beat you 2 out of 3.
There you go.
So I'm not sleeping on anybody. But I just wrote down some of these names, like Flores, Wilmer Flores. Pretty redundant right now. And I love Wilmer. And thank gosh he had the run that he did at the beginning of the year. But in the right deal, see ya.
Yeah, but when we talk to guys, they all seem to think that he's like a made man there, which is kind of crazy to me. I know like Alex Pavlovich, who covers the team, has been doing it. He's a friend of the show, NBC Sports Bay Area. Like he said that he like no shot, like no chance. He doesn't see that happening.
Okay. Yeah. What about Yaz? Yaz on a contending team?
Maybe.
Look, let's just say the Giants eat some of his salary. He's going to be a free agent at the end of the year. Could he be a fourth outfield option for some of these contending teams?
Send him to Boston Red Sox, maybe?
I mean, I would.
I mean, that'd be kind of a cool story, would it not be? It'd be another deal with the Red Sox, though, between the Giants. But yeah, no, that's a trade candidate. Like, are these hypotheticals, real quick, I want to make this clear.
So this is,
if the team's like hovering around 500 or just because. Just
so
anyways.
Like I watched Detroit last year trade away Flaherty and then still make another move to bring guys in and made a push for the playoffs. I think you can do both. I think you can sell off some pieces and then bring some stuff back. Because to me, it's like about Adamas. I'm going to write these names down. Adamas, Devers, Chapman. It's not just about this year. What complements those guys next year, this year, 2 years from now, 3 years from now? The number one thing they need, a guy who doesn't strike out a lot, who can set the table at the top of the order.
I was going to say a leadoff hitter.
Right?
That's what you need. Because Jung-Hoo Lee, God love the guy. Ideally, he would be him, and they tried it. It just
hasn't worked.
He's just not it right now. No. They tried Ramos. Hell, they've tried everyone. They tried Devers. It's just they don't know what they have at the top of the lineup. And again, that's a trickle-down effect. If my guy's striking out and not getting on base, just sets me behind the eight ball early, kind of why Justin Verlander has no run support early on in games, they don't have a guy to set the tone.
No.
Like, and that's why, ideally, and you mentioned the name I would want, Stephen Kwan, but again.
Well, I would overpay for him.
Yeah.
Like, right now, if I swapped out Stephen Kwan for Ramos and then maybe one of these other prospects.
Right, big one, maybe.
I think it would really help the Giants.
Yeah.
It would help them defensively, number one. Number two, I think it would set the table at the top of the lineup, give them some speed.
And give them, like, talking about just the offense.
Jolt.
Just the offense they're getting defensively. Is the guy Gold Glover?
And a great arm.
Great arm.
And we saw him use his arm twice in the series against them.
Local guy as well. We brought it up, Fremont.
To me, I think Flores, Yaz, and then I have a decision. I've got these four guys that, to me, are all redundant. McCray, Matos, Luciano, Meckler. Pick one or two of them, then the other two can go. And I'm packaging them in this kind of a deal. Like, it's about complementing Adamas, Devers, and Chapman, if we're being realistic. I'm not viewing this deadline as make or break for this year. I'm looking at this deadline as what complements the future of this team for this year, next year, and beyond.
888-957-9570. Part of this conversation has been Justin Verlander, though. Where are Giants fans at when it comes to Verlander? John Smoltz, you joined us about 48 minutes ago. If you missed any of that interview, the Hall of Famer, Fox Sports broadcaster, obviously Braves legend, as the Giants are taking on the Braves in a 3-game series starting today. Verlander, by the way, scheduled to pitch on the third game against Spencer Strider. I think it's like 9:00 our time, so we'll have it on here in the studio. So we'll be able to watch it up close and personal, Shasky. But here's
Spencer
John Smoltz.
Strider's thighs will be all over the internet for 24
the
hours.
Thighs or the mustache, man. The mustache is just legendary.
His thighs are like crazy large.
Oh, okay. And you like looking at them?
Well, no, they're like, have you ever seen like some of the videos and some of the pictures? Like, they just look abnormally like jacked.
He's a thick boy? Is that what you're saying?
They're unreal.
John Smoltz on the issues with Justin Verlander.
He's a guy, before you go to that, Strider. No, but like, this is what we do. Like, he reminds me of Lincecum. That's what people said.
Who said that?
No, that's what people, they were making comps of Spencer Strider to Lincecum in terms of his delivery and stuff.
But the body could not be different.
I know.
You just mentioned his thighs. His thigh is as big as Lincecum's torso.
I'm not making this up. Lubman, people were comping the two, weren't they?
I mean,
I don't recall off the top of my head, but I mean, sure, I'm sure someone out there made
that
comp.
It's like, what are we doing?
What are we doing?
All right, you can play the Smoltz cut.
Thank you.
You got to believe that Justin, I've called him the ultimate 10-speed bike. What I mean is he's always pitched in gears. He should be what everybody looks at for the future of baseball. Nobody's doing that, right? So he had 98, 99 when he wanted it. He opened up at 94 in his prime. He could go 9 innings. He channeled those gears. And we all strip gears when we get older. And he's probably down to a few gears. And I thought that was the perfect place for him. I really did. I know he's coming back from, a couple of injuries. I feel like I was in that boat with Boston and St. Louis. And it's tough, man, when you're used to doing things certain ways and adapting and it doesn't go right. You would think, and I'm speaking for myself, I pressed so hard and was so much of a wreck in Boston that I couldn't believe that I had 21 years prior to that. Like, it was an out-of-body experience. I did not have a great shoulder. I was coming back from shoulder surgery. I thought I could do X, and it just didn't work out. It worked out much better in St. Louis. But I think that a few more starts, I know it sounds crazy, but I think Justin, depending on his health, and I know he's had some tough luck, this is shocking, right? I mean, this is not what everybody thought was going to happen.
I mean, he said something there, and that was John Smoltz, who joined us on the River Islands guest line. If you missed any of it, Odyssey app, YouTube. You know, just give him a few more starts. How long have we been saying that? Like, I said that a couple starts ago, Joe. Like, I think I said that after the White Sox one. It's like, okay, that was encouraging. It was a loss, but that was encouraging. And then
they should have won that game.
They should have won that game. I felt bad for the guy.
They should have won that game for him.
Yes, Ryan Walker on line one, by the way.
Oh, that guy.
I know.
You want to talk about guys that can be moved at the deadline. And my goodness. I'm never falling again for a September hot run from a reliever when the team is completely mathematically eliminated ever again.
I mean, it is a perfect name for the Walker, right? Because that's all he seems to be doing is walking people.
Oh, his name should be Long Ballman, or then, because he's been giving up the long ball. But like Verlander, in terms of like another couple starts.
Right? Like, when are we going to start like stop saying that?
So he referenced like the 10-gear bike, and he was talking about his fastball. He would like sit 94, 95, and then elevate to 98 when he needed to. Just because you see velocity that says 95 or 96, that doesn't mean that it's, number one, tricking people, number two, has break or vert or late life or any of that stuff, or number three, like keeping guys off balance because of how dynamic your braking stuff is and your off-speed stuff. Hitting is about balance. And pitching is the art of keeping people off balance, right? And then mixing up locations and spots and all those things. In that second inning, that was his fateful inning on Friday, he threw, I felt like, three fastballs and a zillion changeups and sliders. And he just kept getting tagged. And I don't think he fools anyone right now with the fastball.
I mean, just hear the manager, Bob Melvin, talking about it. Just didn't have any put-away pitches.
It was more put-away with two strikes. You know, typically he's got something to get a swing and miss, didn't get any strikeouts. Actually, he limited the damage for the amount of base runners he had there in you know, less than three innings, but a couple key hits off him and just really didn't have a put-away pitch today.
That's like me trying to, like, make it sound good. Like, well, you know, I did die in this game like 20 times, but I had that one kill. It was great. It's like, come on, dude. Like,
now,
you stink.
After Friday's game, seeing Logan Webb get touched up, and then seeing Robbie Ray go like 25 pitches every single inning and basically put himself out of that game by the fourth inning.
Right.
Maybe it's just Toronto was really good and I underrated how good they are.
We're going to do a buzzsaw potentially, but you're going to be seeing good teams like this, right?
I think Verlander gets at minimum one more start.
He's going up against the Braves. And if you struggle against the Braves, who have not been good, they are, 12 games under, 10 games under? They're going to be sellers. I know that. Braves will be selling at the deadline.
Could the Giants be in on like an Ozzie Albies?
Interesting. I was thinking of a Sean Murphy, like a catcher, but Albies I'm not mad at. What about the pitchers? What are the pitcher aspect looking like? They're not going to trade Spencer Strider. That's like their guy. But like, I'm curious to see what they're going to be. Obviously, Acuna is that dude. Olsen's probably a made guy there too, I would assume. But he's getting a little older too. Like, I don't know what the Braves are going to do. They're going to be an interesting wild card in this whole scenario in the National League and in American League coming up here.
Knowing what you know now, would you, just hypothetically, would you flip Matt Olson straight up for Devers?
Yes, in a heartbeat.
I think I would too.
I would take Matt Olson
today. I think I would too.
Yes, absolutely. What is his age, Matt Olson? We'll get to that. Carter, we got the injury report here coming up in a second, but 888-957-9570.
Olson is as close to a clone to Mark Teixeira as you can find.
That's a good comp.
Just an all-around good ball player.
Good, just elite defensively.
Yeah, just a good ball
player,
dude.
Hits the long
ball,
and I've always loved his batting stance. Just the long arm. He's an intimidating. Talk about like having an intimidating presence at the plate. He would be one of those 100%. Guys.
He's a stud, dude.
He is a stud. Injury report time.
It's time for the injury report.
That really hurts.
Brought to you by Boxer and Gerson, Northern California's premier workers' compensation law firm, helping injured workers get their lives back for over 40 years.
I mean, it's a 3-year age gap, right? What is Devers, 28? Olson, 31? Gotta think about it. I think about it, but I don't think, I mean, that would talk about
like pivoting immediately and trying to flip a guy.
Hey, Mike Piazza one time was a Marlin for like a week.
That's insane.
And then I think they flipped him straight to the Mets.
Ah, well, let's see if the Giants are going to flip Gerard Encarnacion, who's expected to take another step closer to his return to the field. He is expected to begin a rehab assignment in Sacramento as he works his way back from an oblique strain. The expectation is that the rehab assignment will be a short one. In other injury news, infielder Kristen Toss, dealing with a hamstring injury, will likely start his rehab assignment next week. The injury report was brought to you by Boxer and Gerson, Northern California's premier workers' compensation law firm, helping injured workers get their lives back for over 40 years. What's coming up with the game is brought to you by Fremont Bank, here for you, here for good. Dave Fleming, voice of the Giants, our Giants insider at 8:30, plus this or that in the 9 o'clock hour, talking Justin Verlander's guys, 5 ERA, no wins. What do you do with him? And would you consider trading Elliot Ramos 10 days away from the deadline? We'll talk about it. Spadoni and Shasky, it's the Morning Roast, 95.7 The Game.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off. The wait is finally over. Ready or Not is available now on consoles. Become an elite SWAT commander and feel the weight of the badge. The immersive cult classic is now on its way to more players than ever before. Coming this summer for PlayStation 5 and Xbox Series XS. Get ready for 18 high-stakes missions, solo or with up to 5 players in co-op. Clear rooms, protect civilians, make split-second calls, and join the tactical shooter community. With countless ways to set up your loadouts and gear, no mission is the same. And with full crossplay, your team can suit up no matter what system they're on. So, if you're into tactical gameplay and intense high-stakes action, Ready or Not is the must-play tax shooter this summer. Available now on PlayStation, Xbox, and PC.
Baseball's number one digital destination is the MLB app. And this app's got game, like game highlights, live games, fantasy games, and more.
The gem of a game!
This is baseball your way, with stats, scores, breaking news, and daily custom content that hits every time.
A monster shot!
Because here, you choose the teams and pick the players you want to follow.
All year long.
So when they catch it on the field,
what a catch!
You catch it on the MLB app. Download today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.